Hi, I'm John Kiriakou, and welcome back to another episode of Deep Focus. Yeah, I want to talk to you about a health scare that I had a year and a half ago. I haven't said anything publicly, but I think it's appropriate to this conversation. So about a year and a half ago, I had already gone through COVID like everybody else did, and the company that I was working for at the time mandated that we had to have COVID vaccines in order to be able to go back to work and work in the office. They were mandated. And so, being the good employee, I got five COVID vaccines. And I believed what the government was telling us about the COVID vaccine, that we needed it in order to keep this thing off. It was killing people, may have killed a million people. And then I went about my life. Well, a year and a half ago, I woke up in the middle of the night one night. It was 2:30 in the morning. And I wear a Dexcom blood sugar monitor. The problem is that my blood sugar goes too low, usually in the middle of the night, and it went off and it woke me up. So I thought, well, I should go downstairs and get something to eat and get my blood sugar back up again. I don't remember how I got downstairs, but I woke up a half an hour later on the floor of the kitchen. And every time I tried to pull myself up from a baker's rack that I was laying next to, I would pass out again. And so I started calling for help. I have two housemates. I woke them up. To make a long story short, they ended up having to call an ambulance. And the last thing I remember is a doctor shouting my name, standing over me and telling me, "We're going right into surgery, okay?" And I said, "Okay." When I finally woke up, it was 10:30 in the morning, 8 hours after this had started. And I said to the doctor, "What happened to me?" And he said, "You had a massive blood clot." Well, I can't help but to think that maybe that blood clot had something to do with five COVID shots. And, you know, back in the midst of COVID, friends, family members, colleagues were telling me, "You probably shouldn't get these vaccines. You should think about ivermectin. You should think about hydrochlorothiazide or whatever it was called at the time. I can't even remember." But I didn't consider those as options, because the government told us that it was not effective. And now I think that the COVID shot almost killed me. Well, we're going to talk about this and some of these other health-related issues with Michael Kunstler. He's the co-owner of All Family Pharmacy, which we're proud to call one of our sponsors. Michael, thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me, John. Appreciate it.
Oh, I appreciate it. So I want to start with a big picture, Michael, and I want to ask you, what was broken in the healthcare system that made you say, we have to build something different? We have to build something better, that the health system is not providing the American people what they need to stay healthy?
We got constant complaints back in 2020 and 2021 that their doctors were just not listening. Nobody in the healthcare system wanted to listen. They didn't want to have a conversation. It was more about telling you what to do and what not to do. So when we started as a pharmacy back then, we had a lot of patients who just were simply frustrated with the healthcare system. They just wanted an antibiotic. They just wanted a rescue inhaler. They just wanted some steroids or a steroid pack, something to keep on hand in case they got COVID. Because if you looked all over the news, all they showed was people in hospital beds, people being rushed to the hospital, hospitals overcrowded. Talking about the death toll, they would have that ticker on every news station of how many people were dying every day of COVID. It was this massive scare. So all people wanted to do was just have a little bit of cheap generic medication in their cabinet in case they were to wake up in the middle of the night, early in the morning, with the shortness of breath, a deep cough, something that could help them and give them a peace of mind that they were going to be okay for the next 7 days. So we actually listened to those patients. We were just a pharmacy at the time. We just supplied the medication. We worked with the America's Frontline Doctors, who were the doctors in white coats on Fox News, you know, five, six years ago now. And so we were just doing fulfillment, helping them. And then we just got this idea that there are so many more people out there that need a place to come, that they could have a conversation with a doctor who has a like mind. They're freedom thinking. They think about medical freedom, and they want you to have just a little bit of medicine in your cabinet just in case you wake up one day. feeling COVID symptoms, flu symptoms, strep throat, sinus infection, whatever it may be. And so we devised a plan where we were going to say we're going to hire or subcontract doctors, medical providers who can prescribe. And what we're going to do is we're going to introduce the patient to the doctor, let the doctor prescribe what is necessary for the patient. We don't get in the way of that because we're just a pharmacy. And then the doctor will prescribe it, send it to us. The patient will pay us without insurance because we found out that the number one issue outside of doctors not prescribing was the insurance carriers. They did not want to prescribe ivermectin. They did not want to prescribe hydroxychloroquine. They did not want people to have antibiotics in their cabinet just in case. So we told them, if you pay with cash, because we don't take insurance, we got rid of all of our insurance contracts, we can get you whatever medication you want to be prepared for. As long as a doctor has prescribed it safely and effectively for you, we will dispense it. And we designed that in 2020 and 2021. And here we are 5 years later. And we're bigger than ever as a business, as a family business. We're a small business owner. We're not corporate. We're private. And we're going to continue to stay that way because if we were corporate, we wouldn't allow patients or people to have the ability or flexibility of medications like we do. So I think that's huge for us as a business moving forward is continuously staying as a private business or a small business and allowing people the ability to be prepared for the inevitable.
And just to be clear, for our viewers, we're not talking about you being, you know, the COVID pharmacy. You're talking about a full service pharmacy where people can talk to a doctor, a licensed doctor, and then have pretty much whatever medication they need prescribed for them. Is that right?
Correct.
Yeah.
As long as the doctor approves of it based on the patient's profile and allergies, based on a conversation, based on whatever the doctor feels is necessary and abide by state and federal laws, we will provide that patient whatever benefits that they want. The only thing we don't do is controlled substances for an obvious reason. But there are so many medications out there that people come to us for. We work with a lot of elderly patients. We work with maintenance meds. One of my favorite things that I thought was going to be growing as we grew was the maintenance side. People who have just your generic blood pressure, their cholesterol. These are cheap generic drugs. We sell them in a 3 month, 6 month, 9 month, 1 year supply. And we do that because a lot of people up north, when it's cold and the flu season starts, who wants to go to the pharmacy every month? Who wants to wait in line while people are getting vaccinated, while people are doing COVID tests or flu tests? They're all sick. Why are we putting the elderly in a pharmacy full of sick people? It's a recipe for disaster, like they did during COVID. It was a recipe for disaster. So they come to us so we can mail them the medications. They can get a 3 month, a 6 month, and a 9 month supply. Just for instance, our 3 month supply of most maintenance medications is $25 for a 90 day supply of thyroid, Synthroid, blood pressure, cholesterol. It's very cheap. And we try to make it cheap so that people come to us to pay with insurance because most of your copays now are $25, $50. Half the insurances don't even cover medications anymore.
Mm-hmm. When you talk about medical freedom, what does that actually protect people from? Are we talking about bureaucracy, shortages, government interference, all of the above?
Basically all of the above. And if we were to ever have another pandemic, we are going to find a repurposed generic drug. A generic repurposed drug is a drug that's over a decade old, that's dirt cheap, that is being used off-label to find what it's helping for. So for instance, ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine, we built a business off of it, not because we promoted it, but because people came to us with a prescription to dispense it for them because their local pharmacy wouldn't do it, their corporate chain wouldn't do it, and their doctors refused to prescribe it. So they came to us and we said, if you have a legitimate prescription, we will dispense it. We have no problem. We're not scared of the feds. We're not scared of the state because everything we're doing is legal. There's nothing wrong with dispensing ivermectin. And the FDA got sued and the CDC got sued over that for taking people's rights away. And it should never happen again. So we're always going to be there. And they could have never came out with a vaccine if they didn't have a repurposed drug that was available. They would never have been able to cut that red tape. So it's something that we're, we built ourselves as a business off of, and we're going to push forward medical freedom. It's something every American deserves.
All Family Pharmacy really is a family business. And you're up against titans in this space. You're up against CVS and Walgreens and Walmart and Target and Safeway. These are big chains that dominate the market. Where do you think they're failing patients where All Family Pharmacy succeeds?
So, for instance, we do about 1,000 to 1,500 prescriptions, written prescriptions, not patients, right? They do about 800 to 1,200 prescriptions a day. They have one pharmacist. I have 2 to 4 pharmacists on staff. So, for instance, that one pharmacist is doing all of that work. Whereas I have up to four pharmacists at a time doing the work, speaking with patients, taking time out of their day to have a conversation about safety, about side effects, about what is best for the patient, taking that medication moving forward. Our job is not to be doctors at the pharmacy level. Our job is to be pharmacists who are going to inform patients on how to take a medication safely and effectively and go around side effects. CVS and Walgreens and Walmart and Safeway, all those chain pharmacies, they're not going to do that. The pharmacist is underwater with work. They're trying to call insurances to get medication to go through. They're trying to sit down and have a conversation with a patient or vaccinate them or test them for flu or COVID. You know, they're dealing with doctors writing prescriptions improperly or incorrectly. So they're bogged down. Our pharmacists will have a conversation with you. And that, I think, is the biggest thing about our pharmacy is we have the man and woman power here to fulfill the prescriptions correctly and to have that conversation.
We've seen over the last couple of years, storms, we've seen supply chain disruptions, we've seen political decisions interrupt access to care. How vulnerable do you think the average American is if they rely on traditional pharmacies?
They can be very vulnerable, and it depends on where we're looking at. Like the elderly, for instance, they're the most vulnerable. They rely on these medications. For instance, right now there is a shortage on estradiol patches, the hormone that women need. It's a twice weekly patch. It's the most common patch is currently on shortage. I can't find one wholesaler to order it from right now. That is huge. Imagine being a woman who needs that medication and it's all of a sudden on a shortage. CVS and Walgreens and Walmart, they'll just push you along like just any other patient. Whereas I'm searching through 7-8 wholesalers to try to find this specific drug because this is the exact dosage you need. And that's what we do at All Family Pharmacies. We try to find the perfect dose that works for you. And we try to bulk our supply so that we can help every patient around the United States with that specific medication.
You also emphasize preparedness. I've seen this a number of times. We even mention it in the ads that we have. Are people making a mistake by waiting until they're already sick to think about prescriptions? And let me add one thing. One of my housemates is very conscious about these kinds of things, and he keeps a lot of medications just sort of at the ready. He jokingly calls it his pharmacia. Is that a wise thing to do? Is that something Americans should be thinking about?
They should definitely be staying prepared. And I am one big individual on preparedness, and it's not just because I'm one of the owners of this pharmacy. I've always done it, right? When I go on vacation with my wife, I have ear drops for my son because he's prone to ear infections when we're at the beach or at the pool. I bring all types of medication for her and I for immune support, vitamins, so that we don't get sick. I have tons of stuff. Even at home, I have a Medrol dose pack because I like to be active. If I roll my ankle, I have a Medrol dose pack ready to go. You know, and it doesn't even have to be an active lifestyle type of medication. There are emergency kits and which have a lot of medications. Or you can come to us and just say, hey, I'm prone to sinus infections or bacteria infections. I just need a Z-pack. And you can come and just purchase one Z-pack, because that's all you simply need. There are different companies out there, but they force you to buy a kit that has 8 to 10 medications in it that are mostly antibiotics. What are you going to do with 8 to 10 antibiotics? If you come to us, we're just going to tell you, hey, start with the Z-Pack, start with the amoxicillin or the Augmentin. You know, people usually know what medication or what antibiotic works for them, especially during flu season. So coming to us, you can customize your order and you could purchase only what you need to stay prepared.
So I want to talk about purchasing. Right now, you're running a 47% off President's Day sale, gigantic discount. Why go that aggressive? And what's the opportunity then for families to stock up while they can?
So this is probably one of our biggest discounts we've ever done. I mean, we're traditionally known for a buy one, get one free sale. This one is a little bit different where you're just getting a flat 40% off your select medication. And we're giving people the opportunity to try some of these medications that are so popular that people are doing off the books, that they're not telling their doctors about, or they're not discussing it on social media because they're going to get banned, stuff like that. So, you know, we're going to start with ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine or mebendazole. Two of the three of these drugs are being off-label use right now, specifically, and I can talk about this, for cancer. And the reason I can talk about this now is because the National Institution of Health, the NIH, has come out and stated that they've received enough data to start their own research on off-label use of ivermectin being used with cancer. I have thousands of patients who come to me desperate to try it because they have stage 3, stage 4 cancer. So we're trying to help them in a way without, you know, going around the FDA, because it is approved for specifically parasitic conditions. It's an anti-parasite, but we're going to teach you how to use it safely and effectively if a doctor prescribes it another route, because a doctor can do that. Outside of those drugs, we have these new biohacking medications like NAD plus and methylene blue that, you know, RFK Jr. is big on. I love methylene blue. It stimulates your mind. It keeps those neurons in your brain firing. So you're constantly having those brain cells work in a way where there's no brain fog. You have pure clarity in your mind. Some of the data is coming out that it's protecting you from neurological problems down the line, which is great to hear. You know, we can't fight dementia. We can't fight Parkinson's. We can't fight some of these neurological diseases, but prolonging them is something that we can do. And so this is something we're hoping that is helping those fight that battle or prolong that battle. And then we have, you know, traditional weight loss meds that we sell that are 47% off. We have Somorlin, which is a peptide. It's FDA approved for anti-aging, but we use it in an anti-aging. As we grow older, our growth hormones drop. Growth hormones are known for recovery, sleep, and muscle building and muscle recovery. And that is not just for bodybuilders. That is for the everyday human. I've encouraged so many people to try Somorlin because they have sleep problems and they love it now. It doesn't put you to sleep. It's not an Ambien. It's not going to keep you asleep for 12 hours, but it's something that's going to help you get yourself into a deeper sleep so your body produces the hormones it needs on a daily basis. So it's something that we want people to take advantage of now during a sale so that they try it. If they don't like it, it's okay. You didn't pay full price. We didn't, you know, hit you over the head with this huge bill of how much the medication can cost, even though it's a cheap generic. But you get that opportunity now to save 47% off, or even NAD plus, which is probably the biggest medication or supplement on social media right now. Yeah. So it's a great time to save.
So walk me through the ordering process. Like, I'm a first time customer. How simple is this? How fast is this to get what I need? I go to allfamilypharmacy.com, or do I pick up the phone? What do I do?
You can do either or. So you can go to allfamilypharmacy.com/John. And when you pull up our website, it's going to give you a list of medications. There's two different websites, or two different anchors of the website. One is going to give you medical questions. You answer the medical questions appropriately, and then it's going to guide you in the direction of, based on how you answer those questions, what medications may suit you. Then we also have another page for those who are looking just for a quick antibiotic, ivermectin specifically, or mebendazole or hydroxychloroquine. And you could choose the medication you're looking for. You'll submit a medical form that has about 10 to 15 questions with allergies. We'll submit that and a payment information. The reason why we take the payment is because we pay for it up front. That way we can get the process done in one shot. Send it to a doctor. Based on state and federal laws, it may require a doctor full-blown consultation, video chat, phone call, however the doctor chooses. Some doctors in some states just require the medical profile to prescribe based on necessity. And then we ship it out within 1 to 4 business days. We offer overnight services. Basically, if you order before 3 p.m. Eastern time, we pretty much guarantee we can get you the medication the next day as long as the doctor approves it. So those are for emergency case uses. But again, being prepared, you're being prepared 24 hours ahead of time, because most of these medications, you want to take them as soon as the symptoms start. You don't want to wait. You don't want to prolong it because things only get worse.
That's right. Can someone anywhere in the country legally order from you? It's not like, you know, you hear these bad experiences about ordering drugs from pharmacies in Canada, let's say, or going to Mexico and then trying to bring medications back in that you happen to pick up at the airport. Can any American do this, no matter where they are? And then how do you handle the logistics of serving patients nationwide?
So yes, basically any U.S. resident or U.S.-based individual can order from us, as long as we're shipping to a U.S. address. We cannot ship outside the country. We cannot ship internationally. It's a federal law. We are licensed in about 44, 45 states. We're pending just a couple states that we're almost finished with. Obviously, California is one of the most difficult ones, as most Americans know. It's never easy dealing with California. But yeah, we can service anybody in the United States legally, right? We're required, and our doctors are required, to abide by all state and federal laws. So when you order through us, you are abiding by a state and federal law, and we're going to prescribe it appropriately, ship it appropriately, and get you the medications as soon as possible. On the logistics end, we work with FedEx. We provide two-day shipping. We could ship anywhere in America in 2 days based on our FedEx account. We also offer the overnight. And then we do offer insurance on our packages. And the reason we offer insurance is because we know how things have been getting lost in the mail recently, right? It's gotten worse now than ever, especially with the winter storms. I've got a few hundred packages missing alone just from that winter storm that just, you know, crushed the Midwest and Texas area, Tennessee, that whole area. So we do offer insurance. We will provide a replacement package. We just need to document it on our ways, so that if a regulator comes in and says, why did you ship this individual two packages? We can show them one was lost in transition, and so we replaced it with a brand new one. So there are logistics on our end that we have to do in order to provide a replacement package, but we'll do it every time.
So drug pricing is a big deal. It's notoriously opaque. How do you keep costs transparent for the consumer? And how do you keep it affordable so people actually know what they're paying?
Sure. So transparency is key, right? So we designed this website 5 years ago. What you pay is what you get. We tell you right off the bat, if you want Synthroid, right? Levothyroxine, it's $25 for 90 tablets. You pay a doctor fee, you pay a shipping fee, we ship it out to you if the doctor feels it's appropriate. It's right, it's in black and white writing. That's all you're paying. There are no hidden fees. We don't come back like insurances do now and say, well, the insurance only gave us $14, so you owe me $11, and then send you a bill and call you, you know, three times a week. That's the new thing insurances have been doing lately. We don't do that. What you pay for is what you get. And then affordability. We run sales like this every so often. We try to make drugs as cheap as possible so that people can consistently come to us as a pharmacy and utilize all of our services. We show people with these sales that we can do what the American people deserve, and that provide drugs at a cheap rate, good service, and, you know, as convenient as possible. As you can see with Amazon, they corner the industry when it comes to convenience. They do everything in their power to help the consumer. We try to do that on a regulatory standpoint as a pharmacy. We try to get it to you as quick as possible. We try to make it as easy as possible, but we also want to make it as safe as possible for you and your family.
So for listeners who really value their independence, they value their self-reliance, what's the one reason they should choose All Family Pharmacy? And where should they go to order? We mentioned allfamilypharmacy.com, but give us the whole rundown there.
Sure. So you should come to us for, you know, a multitude of reasons. We're an American pharmacy. We're U.S.-based. We're here in Boca Raton, Florida. We've been in business for 5 to 6 years. I have highly trained staff members, whether they're technicians, they're pharmacists. We do a lot of compounding. I know the FDA has been talking a lot lately about compounding. We do a lot of compounding now, and we're, you know, only going farther in depth with the compounding. But we're going to try to provide these drugs as cheap as possible. As we grow, our prices always come down. certain medications, we just have to wait on, you know, the wholesalers or the drug manufacturers to drop the price. So, you know, competition is great within the industry. It's going to keep everybody on their toes. It's going to keep everybody's price down. You know, as President Trump says, competition is a good thing. So we're pricing transparency, affordability, and medical freedom. Those are the three big things that we're big on. And I love the term medical freedom because every American deserves to be prepared, to have the ability to purchase a medication before they're sick. You can't go to your primary care physician and purchase a medication, ask them for an antibiotic for February and it's November. Say, hey, I usually get sick in February when the weather drops or the storms hit. The doctor doesn't say, call me in February. Call them in February, you can't get an appointment for at least 7 days. So then what? Right? So to us, where we want you to be prepared, we were going to do it in a safe and effective manner, but we're going to get you the medications that you want or you need. So it's a huge thing. And all you have to do is go to allfamilypharmacy.com/John. We have the President's Day sale. This sale is going to end on the 17th. So you have plenty of time to order. If you ever want to see what we do with our sales, we give our patients plenty of time. If you see corporations, they give you 1 to 2 days. They want you in and out. They want to jam as many sales as possible in 24 to 48 hours. We spread it out over 4 or 5 days. Some of our sales even go longer because the average American needs time. They need time to make a decision. They need time to place the order or to get the correct amount of funds. Not everybody has the money to purchase all these medications that we offer. Some people need a little bit of time and we give them that time. We're not going to rush you. We're going to give you an opportunity. Maybe you're on vacation and you get back on President's Day and it's a holiday and you're a mother of three and all you got to do is all this laundry. Well, that's fine. The sale ends on Tuesday. So place your order on Tuesday. There's no reason to rush. These are the reasons why we extend sales and we make them as long as they do. It gives the American the time to order.
Michael, one last question for you, and it's about off-label usage of drugs. There are a lot of such drugs out there. People get genuine relief. I'm thinking gabapentin. I've got two friends on gabapentin right now, only because they have PTSD of all things, and gabapentin as an off-label use actually squelches night terrors. So, are people able to go to All Family Pharmacy? Speak to a doctor and have a prescription written for off-label usage?
So as the pharmacy level, we have to protect ourselves from off-label use. Regulators do not like us talking about it or promoting it, especially in an advertisement manner. But when it comes to having a conversation with a doctor, we have the doctors that you want to have the conversations with, right? That's how we do our hiring process. We want physicians who are like-minded. They think about medical freedom. They don't think about trying to jam some drug that a drug manufacturer made 3 years ago and it's $1,000 a month. They give you the options. There are so many generic drugs out there that are cheap that people use off-label. And so we give you the physician that'll have that conversation. So that conversation, we point you in the direction of our physician just to protect the pharmacy as an entity as a whole so that we could still provide our services. But if you want to have a conversation about how to use the drug safely and effectively, we'll have that conversation all day long. If you're looking for information, we can provide information. There's nothing wrong with providing a little bit of, detailed information, whether it's through our trials or through a separate IRB, like a research grant that somebody's currently doing where it's off-label use. It's not on the FDA's level. It's on a bit of a lower level. But provide the information so you can read it and do your research. We encourage everybody to do their research and come talk to us. Let's have a conversation. There's nothing wrong with having a conversation.
Again, folks, you can go to allfamilypharmacy.com/John. There's a huge sale going on right now, 47% off. That ends on Tuesday, the 17th. If you can't get there between now and Tuesday, the 17th, and you go to allfamilypharmacy.com/John, you still get 10% off there. Michael Kunzler, thanks so much for joining us. Good to have you.
Thank you. I appreciate it.